get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Today, we're going to talk about how to get website traffic in 2022. And I'm going to preface this whole episode with saying, listen very closely, folks. Tim and I are experts at this. And we've built very successful businesses because we knew how to do this. Okay, let me digress a little bit. You know, it's the truth. I mean, I don't want to sound conceited or anything, but we're really, really good at this. We're really good at it. And it's not as hard as you think it might be. And a lot of these internet marketers would like you to think that you have to hire them and spend a gajillion dollars to get results. And the reality is you can do that, but you don't have to. There are ways and things you can do to get traffic to your digital real estate, your website on the internet in 2022. So, Tim?
Yeah. I guess the first thing we want to mention is, if you haven't listened to episode 767 a few days ago, the two different types of traffic, go back and listen to that, because we expand upon, or I guess it's kind of the precursor to this episode, because in terms of types of traffic, there's really two kind of overarching types of traffic. Traffic you own and traffic you don't own. Traffic you own is like your email list or your SMS list or, you know, your CRM. Basically, it's your ability to drive traffic to your site or anywhere at will, right? You own that. No one can take it away from you. You own that customer list, that email list that you've built up over time. So that you own that traffic. The traffic that you don't own is social media, which is, you know, organic, paid ads, links for traffic from other sites, affiliate partners, that sort of thing. That's stuff you don't own, because they can be like, you know what, we're done promoting you, or, you know, you violate our terms and conditions, we're blocking you, you know, whatever. And you'll lose that traffic. And so basically the bottom line is, you want the best ways to get website traffic is a variety, a diverse way, or a diverse set of traffic sources, not just one thing. And then ultimately getting people onto your email list so that you own that traffic.
And I think one of the, you know, the best way, if not the best way to do that, is to give the user value, you know, help them in some way. I think a lot of businesses, especially, I don't think as many, I think more are awakening up. Tim and I were pretty woke pretty early in the online game, and I think that's why we've done as well as we've done, is because we were willing to share our knowledge, to give things away for free a lot, and we weren't worried about whether or not they were going to buy our services and stuff. It wasn't about that. And so it was more about providing value to that end user. And guess what happened? What happened was, is you get a really loyal fan base that trusts you. But also what happens, what I didn't know until the backside, was that search engines love that shit too. And they really, really valued that, you know, as opposed, you know, to not doing that, keeping things close to the vest. They actually establish you as an authority, which is a real thing. Authority ranking is a huge part of Google's algorithm and search engine's algorithm. So becoming an authority in whatever you're an authority in is big. And how do you do that? Well, you help people. You know, you share some knowledge. You don't worry about whether or not they're going to come buy your stuff. You know, obviously you want them to buy your stuff, but it's funny. It's a balance, you know, that you got to kind of figure out and stuff. And I think for me, the most important thing is not being afraid to share your knowledge, you know, even if it's about your business and your trade secrets. Tim and I do a talk. We did a talk years ago at a WordCamp called, co-opetition. And I don't know if we didn't come up with that word, because prior to that, that word was not around. And everybody that we talked to then, and even now, they're like, oh man, that's a great word. You know, I'm like, we might as well should have trademarked that one, Tim. We probably came up with it.
So. Yeah, exactly. I agree with David on creating value. And the way that that's typically done is creating free content online. So, and there's different ways to do that, and you should pick one, focus on it, and then add in others. So, for example, blogging is probably the best way to get traffic online, and you build value through free educational content. And so you can get free traffic that way. And then beyond that, though, blogging isn't the only way. What David and I are doing right now, podcasting, this is a form of free educational content that can get us traffic. Now, we don't probably do enough promoting and getting people to come over here and subscribe like we should. And, you know, we've kind of failed on that front is in terms of the potential of converting you, our podcast listeners, into subscribers. But hopefully that's something we'll get better at. But yeah, YouTube videos is another way, creating free YouTube videos and stuff. But beyond that, figuring out ways to then convert those free watchers, those free consumers, into your lists of traffic that you own, right? And so giving the people a reason, hey, we're going to do this, right? And so, as I mentioned, David and I, we need to get with it with this podcast and practice what we preach and get you, our listeners, onto our email list and create something special for you so that you'll want to come and join our email list. But yeah, that's the secret, right? Is to getting traffic in this day and age, is to have a variety of different traffic sources, create free educational content on those traffic sources, and then get them onto your email list so that you own that traffic. Boom. That's it. Boom. That's the secret to internet marketing.
You heard it here first. Yeah. Or 1 millionth. Maybe you heard it, though.
Honestly, I don't think a lot of people break it down in that way. I've never heard anyone else break it down in that way before, so...
Well, you really heard it here first, folks.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Tim, tomorrow we've got another great topic. I don't know what it is yet because I don't have the sheet in front of me, but until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.